You're listening to Quick and Dirty History, the show about American history on the go. This episode of Quick and Dirty History is brought to you by Hardtack, the unbreakable snack of Civil War champions. Are you tired of flimsy snacks? When hunger strikes on the battlefield, take a bite of Hardtack, the snack that doubles as a weapon. It's so tough, you could use it as a stepping stone to victory. Who needs fancy seasonings? No flavor, no problem. It's like eating a piece of history. I mean, the book. Literally, it's just like eating a history book. Hardtack may cause jaw fatigue, dental emergencies, and existential crises. Consume at your own risk. So, let's roll. In the spring of 1862, the Federal fleet, under the leadership of Admiral David Farragut, set sail towards the mouth of the Mississippi River. Their mission was to gain control of the vital waterway and cut off Confederate supply lines. There was no river more important than the mighty Mississippi. Whoever owned it might just own the war. With nerves of steel, Farragut and his crew navigated the treacherous waters, dodging enemy fire and deadly obstacles, and eventually reached the port city of New Orleans, a linchpin in the Confederate defense. Farragut demanded its surrender, guns blazing. And within a mere 2 days, the Confederate fort crumbled. The mouth of the Great Mississippi was in United States control. But even so, the heart of Confederate manufacturing was still buzzing with activity. And the air was thick with the scent of industry and war. Richmond, Virginia, the Confederate capital, was a city poised on the brink of destiny. The 7 days' battles was a series of fierce engagements from June 25th to July 1st, 1862. On one side, the Union Army of the Potomac, led by the cautious, mediocre, but yet determined Major General George McClellan, numbering over 100,000 soldiers strong. On the other side, the Confederates, under the strategic guidance of their new field commander, General Robert E. Lee. Lee had, of course, been serving as a military advisor to the Confederate President Jefferson Davis. But when General Joseph E. Johnston was wounded at the Battle of Seven Pines, Davis asked Lee to take command of the army in the field. As mentioned before, Lee was a brilliant tactician with nerves of steel. With the fate of Richmond hanging in the balance, Lee wasted no time in fortifying the city's defenses and rallying the troops. His soldiers grumbled at the prospect of hard labor, affectionately dubbed Lee the Prince of Spades. But Lee knew that mere earthworks would not be enough to withstand the Union onslaught. After General Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson arrived with troops from the Shenandoah Valley, Lee prepared to strike McClellan's army. As McClellan's forces advanced, Lee seized the initiative, launching a series of lightning-fast strikes that caught the Union off guard. From Mechanicsville to Gaines Mill, the sound of gunfire echoed across the countryside as Lee's army clashed with the Union in relentless struggles. Each day brought new challenges and new triumphs for Lee, as he adapted his tactics to exploit the weaknesses of his adversaries under McClellan's command. But amidst the chaos and carnage, it was Lee's strategic brilliance that shone the brightest. Despite facing overwhelming Union numbers, he managed to keep McClellan off balance, inflicting heavy casualties and buying precious time for the Confederate cause. Lee even forced McClellan to retreat, a terribly stupid move that has left historians scratching their heads ever since. Robert E. Lee just kind of got in McClellan's head. By the end of the 7 days' battles, Lee had emerged as the savior of the South, securing a much-needed victory for the Confederacy. It is not just strength of arms, but the brilliance of the mind that ultimately determines a victory. For General Robert E. Lee, the day, or 7 days rather, was his.